Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit fats through my.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the golden age of American song. I'm Michael Lasser. Popular songs can be rooted in common experience and everyday talk, but they also float in a land of dreams and forever, places where love never changes, never fades, and hope and imagination define what's real. That hyperbolic view often finds a home in places no atlas ever portrayed.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
For a very long time, we've sung these kinds of songs. They found a home, especially in operetta, which traded openly and shamelessly in heightened romantic emotion. And no matter how far back in the 20th century we go, we find recordings devoted to this persistent theme in our music. Here are To the Land of My Own Romance and There Is a Land of Fancy. to the land of my own romance, and there is a land of fancy. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Golden Age of American Song. I'm Michael Lasser. There's nothing new about these songs. They may describe a tropical paradise, lush, languorous, and exotic, or they may prefer to create an entirely imagined place where pretending is more real than reality. Popular songs have always had a particular interest in dreams, sometimes in dreams over everyday reality. No matter how gritty some songs may be, others prefer to levitate. Jerome Kern and Harry Smith wrote this one in 1914. Blythe Walker sings The Land of Let's Pretend.
Take you for a while by the lure of song and smile and lilt of careless laughter. Far from thought and work a day where the only work is play with not a thought thereafter. The songs and smiles, the laugh that beguiles our nonsense, we know. Forget all the world, let folly be your friend. Come follow, follow one and more to the land of let's pretend.
From the 1914 score to The Girl from Utah, Blythe Walker with The Land of Let's Pretend. Lands become islands. If it's a place of pure imagination you want, isolation helps, and so do all the associations we attach to islands. Serenity, romance, effortless living. All needs met, all desires satisfied. Plant a grove of palm trees, stir with tropical breezes, and pretty soon you're assuming that wishing makes it so. Here's some island hopping to underscore the point. Nancy Maria Ballack and Brian Woods in the Isle of Our Dreams, and Mitchell Ayers Orchestra, vocal by Marianne Mercer, with Make Believe Island.
Yeah. just for you. Beautiful island beyond the blue. Make believe island is waiting round the bend. Magical island of let's pretend. In tropical splendor, love will find you, and then two lips fondly surrender, whispering, kiss me again. Wonderful island where broken dreams come true, make believe island beyond the blue.
From Victor Herbert and Henry Blossom's 1906 score to The Red Mill, Nancy Maria Ballack and Brian Woods in The Isle of Our Dreams, and from 1940, Mary Ann Mercer with Will Gross and Nick and Charles Kenny's Make Believe Island. Sometimes real islands take on the same allure as imagined ones. We know that Hawaii, for instance, has a different set of associations from Staten Island, and the Isle of Capri reaches the imagination as richly romantic as an Isle of Dreams. Al Boley with Ray Noble's orchestra, The Isle of Capri.
On the Isle of Capri that I found her, beneath the shade of an old walnut tree. Oh, I can still see the flowers blooming round her, where we met on the Isle of Capri. She was as sweet as a rose at the dawning, but somehow fate hadn't meant her for me. And though I sailed with the tide in the morning, still my heart's on the Isle of Capri. Summertime was nearly over, blue Italian sky above. I said, lady, I'm a rover. Can you spare a sweet word of love? She whispered softly, it's best not to linger. And then as I kissed her hand, I could see she wore a plain golden ring on her finger. 'Twas goodbye on the Isle of Capri.
Al Boley with Will Gross and Jimmy Kennedy's 1934 Isle of Capri. Distance can matter as much as isolation. Both feed our assumptions and desires for the exotic. We long for different rhythms, and the love we assume comes with them. Their allure draws us on, at least in an imagined world where alarm clocks and rattling windows can't intrude on dreams. Even when they do, we find a way to return to the dream, sometimes to the faraway place we long for, at least in a song. Bing Crosby sings Faraway Places.
Faraway places with strange sounding names, far away over the sea. Those far away places with the strange sounding names are calling, calling, calling me. Going to China, or maybe Siam. I want to see for myself those faraway places I've been reading about in a book that I took from the shelf. I start getting restless whenever I hear the whistle of a train. I pray for the day I can get underway and look for those castles in Spain. But I know that I'm burning to see those faraway places with the strange sounding names calling, 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 calling me.
I pray for the day
with a strange sounding names calling, calling me,
calling, calling me.
Bing Crosby with Alex Kramer and Joan Whitney's 1948 Faraway Places. These songs come from a more innocent world at the turn of the 20th century, or from the Depression and the dawn of World War II, yet all have a similar interest in rich romance. You don't expect these songs to settle for the mundane, and you certainly would never predict a sense of humor. Usually you'd be right, but popular songs are sufficiently diverse to provide a surprise or two. Take something as earthy as it can get, and then play off against it, the source of the joke. Merwin Goldsmith sings Tulip Time in Sing Sing.
there's a college which authorities acknowledge is a cozy sort of place to go and dwell. And with joy each student chortles as he passes through its portals, and the faculty conduct him to his cell. How I wish that there I'd waited, wish I'd never graduated, for the memory of those days still stirs me so. And the birdies every spring sing, aren't you coming back to Sing Sing, where you used to be so happy long ago? When it's tulip, tulip, tulip time in Sing Sing, oh, it's there that I would be. There are gentle, gentle, gentle hearts in Sing Sing watching and yearning for me. Oh, I wish I was back with a rock or two to crack with my pals of the class of 99. How I miss the peace and quiet and the simple, wholesome diet of that dear old-fashioned prison of mine. Oh, I'd give a lot to go there. Life was never dull or slow there. Every night there was a concert or a hop. Or I'd sit discussing cooey with my old pal Bad-Eared Louie, quite the nicest man that ever slugged a cop. We were just a band of brothers, each as good as all the others, as the humblest sort of sneak thief you might rank. But when you'd been there a week, well, you were treated as an equal by the high and mighty swells who'd robbed a bank. When it's tulip, tulip, tulip time in Sing Sing, oh, it's there that I would be. There are gentle, gentle, gentle hearts in Sing Sing watching and yearning for me. Oh, there's no place like home, and I'm tired of having to roam through the world with its women and its wine. So just bob my hair and shove me where I know the warders love me, in that dear old-fashioned prison of mine.
Merwin Goldsmith with Jerome Kern and P.G. Woodhouse's 1919 Tulip Time in Sing Sing. The trick, obviously, is to lift the commonplace to the rare, the earthbound to the evanescent, the merely physical to the empyrean, and then make it sell. Don't forget that. Perhaps the most conventional way is to start with something familiar, even accessible, and elevate it. But notice how differently things can work out. Mildred Bailey sings From the Land of the Sky Blue Water, and Harry Belafonte follows with Land of the Sea and Sun.
From the land of the sky, for her heart is not
Many nights I sit here with memories by the score, thinking of the days I spent with the girl I still adore. So I'm going back to see her before my days are done. Going back to see her in the land of the sea and sun. Once I had a notion about this Beijing girl. I put my thoughts in motion and found my heart in a whirl. So I'm going back to see her before my days are done. Going back to see her in the land of the sea and sun. Ever since I left her, nothing's been the same. Think I'll pull up anchor, yes, going back and give her my name. Going back to see her before my days are done. Going back to see her in the land of the sea and sun. Yes, I'm going back to see her before my days are done. Going back to see her in the land of the sea and sun.
Mildred Bailey with Charles Cadman and Ellie Eberhardt from The Land of the Sky Blue Water, and Harry Belafonte with the Calypso Land of the Sea and Sun. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Golden Age of American Song. I'm Michael Lasser. Everything I played is a cousin to a Pollyanna song. Not a story that rewards happiness and optimism, but a song that assumes it's out there in a magical place, only waiting for us to arrive. It's the place where the happy endings live. It's nonsense, of course. That doesn't mean we can't wish it wasn't. Ethel Merman, Alan Jenkins, and Bill Johnson, There's a Happy Land in the Sky, and Ian Whitcomb in The Land of Beginning Again.
There's a happy land in the sky. There's a happy land in the sky. But if now you complain, you will never get on the train to that happy land in the sky. In that happy land in the sky.
Yes, yes.
You see millions of cars racing by.
Yes, yes.
For they tell me, alas, there's an oversupply of gas in that happy land in the sky.
In that happy land in the sky.
I hope.
With old March the 15th growing nice.
Say no.
You just sit and relax, cause you paid your income tax in that happy land in the sky.
Now you're talking.
In that happy land in the sky.
What?
Only gals like Lamour qualify. You'll see wonderful sights, cause they never dim out the lights in that happy land in the sky.
Are you kidding?
In that happy land.
happy land in the sky.
What's new?
They drink coffee so much they get high. And when somewhere you sup, you get cantaloupes with every cup in that happy land in the sky.
Send me sugar.
On each corner you meet some rich guy. Who for you a mink coat longs to buy.
Or skunk.
But their homes are so warm. Only G-strings are in good form. In that happy land in the sky.
Sometimes there's tears behind a sunny smile. Some hearts hold sorrow for a long, long while. If we could only forget, think how much further we'd get. And though our hearts are filled with sadness, we'll see the sunshine yet. There's a land of skies are always blue. Though we've made mistakes, that's true. Let's forget the past and start life anew. Though we've wandered by a river of tears where sunshine won't come through. Let's find that paradise where sorrow can't live. Learn the teachings of forget and forgive. In the land of beginning again, where broken dreams come true. Look here, don't ever feel that every hope is gone. You know, it's always darkest just before the dawn. Now, just try a smile through your tears. Someday you'll laugh at all those fears. Though your life is filled with shadows, I'll tell you something, they'll fade through future years. Sunshine won't come through. Let's find that paradise where sorrow can't live and learn the teachings of forget and forgive. In the land of beginning again, where broken dreams come true.
From Cole Porter's 1943 score to Something for the Boys, Ethel Merman, Alan Jenkins, and Bill Johnson with There's a Happy Land in the Sky, and Ian Whitcomb with George Mayer and Grant Clark's 1918 In the Land of Beginning Again. E.E. Cummings once ended a sonnet, "Listen, there's a hell of a good universe next door. Let's go." I like the rousing quality of his ironic invitation. Nothing so boisterous in these songs, though. Most of them treat their task as if it's just a little too precious, The single-minded ardor never quite makes room for what comes after because they assume nothing ever will. Going there and being there. Robin DeLeon and Joshua Cole, Road to Paradise, and Tony Bennett, Stranger in Paradise.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise. For mortals who stand beside an angel like you, I saw your face and I ascended our commonplace into the rare somewhere in space. I hang suspended until I know there's a chance that you care. Won't you answer this fervent prayer of a stranger in paradise? Don't send me in dark despair from all that I hunger for, but open your angel's arms to the stranger in paradise and tell him that he need be a stranger no more.
From Sigmund Romberg and Rita Johnson Young's 1917 score to Maytime, Robin DeLeon and Joshua Cole Road to Paradise, and Tony Bennett with Robert Wright and George Forrest's 1953 Stranger in Paradise. When you get there, wherever it is, you'll need music. Here's a song with an unusual take on these non-existent places everybody wants to go to. Ann Hampton Calloway with Jerome Kern and P.G. Woodhouse's The Land Where the Good Songs Go.
It's a land of flowers and April showers, with sunshine in between, with roses blowing and rivers flowing.
Hampton Calloway with The Land Where the Good Songs Go. Despite the lush romanticism, there's something innocent and unreal about these songs. Their utter absence of eroticism, their almost childlike faith, even though no child ever dreamed of a land of love. But a tropical island, sure, especially if there were pirates. The lover and the child long for a similar escape. From the 1954 musical adaptation of Peter Pan, Mary Martin with Kathy Nolan, and Julie Stein, Betty Comden, and Adolph Green's Never Never Land.
Peter, where do you live?
It's a secret place.
Please tell me.
Would you believe me if I told you?
Oh, I promise.
For sure.
For sure.
I have a plan.
place where dreams are born and time is never planned. It's not on any chart. You must find it with your heart. Never, never land. It might be miles beyond the moon or right there where you stand. Just keep an open mind and then suddenly you'll find. Never, never land. You'll have a treasure if you stay there, more precious far than gold. For once you have found your way there, you can never, never grow old. And that's my home where dreams are born and time is never planned. Just think of lovely things and your heart will fly on wings forever in never, never land. Than gold, for once you had found your way there, you can never, never grow old. And that's my home where dreams are born and time is never planned. Just think of lovely things and your heart will fly on wings forever.
Mary Martin, Never Never Land. Songs offer us not only a dream of what might be, but they also circle back to where we are, to where the dream must come true. Assuming it will, assuming it can. And that's where the song comes in. Reed Shelton, Long Ago and Far Away.
Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you. Dreary days are over, life's a four-leaf clover, sessions of depressions are through. Every hope I longed for long ago comes true.
From Jerome Kern and Ira Gershwin's 1944 score to Cover Girl, Reed Shelton, Long Ago and Far Away. It's in these songs that long ago, far away, and yet to be come close at hand, close at heart. We know better, but they're hard to resist. Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.